Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
I'm just going to sit back and enjoy my local morning show this morning. Charlotte looks over at me, like, intro is halfway over. She's like, are you joining us today? My headphones weren't on. I'm like, nah, not today. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this Wednesday show. What's up, everybody? Welcome.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. So it's time for Would You Rather Wednesday, where we just give you two unfortunate scenarios, and you got to choose would you rather this or would you rather that, okay? So got a doozy for you today. Like, this one's really going to make you sweat. So would you rather accidentally like your ex's Instagram post from 8 years ago?
It's funny. I just saw like a headline having to do with that topic.
Yeah. Terrible, right?
Not so much from 8 years ago, but like I think she accidentally liked a picture of her ex with his like possible new partner that he's with.
It's just as bad.
Like old post, okay. Liking ex in the same sentence is like already, I'm afraid.
It's you already got like a... that feeling. Just bring that feeling up really quick.
So this is your ex. It's a photo from 8 years ago. So
obviously, you were scrolling. You were scrolling. Okay. You were reminiscing. Okay.
So an accidental social media like
of your ex's page, right? Or would you rather butt dial your boss while you were going on a rant about your boss? It's your choice. Would you rather like your ex's Instagram post from 8 years ago? So clearly you were scrolling on their page. So you know they get that satisfaction of like, oh.
Yeah.
Looks like old Jess still thinking about me, huh?
Yeah.
Or would you rather butt dial your boss while you're going on a rant about your boss? You can text us your answer, 410-583-1065. I honestly don't know which one would be worse.
I know immediately which one.
Go.
I'm doing the accidental like because I actually like my boss.
But like,
and so it's like I actually care because here's my mindset. I actually care about my boss's feelings. I don't care about my ex's feelings. So like whether you think I'm scrolling because I'm curious about what you're doing or whether I was scrolling because I want to make fun of you in you're never going to know.
But you'd rather like your ex's post then?
I would rather like my ex's post because I don't care what you think about me versus like I care about what my boss thinks about
me. It's fair, Charlotte.
Okay, so I would go the opposite way and butt dial my boss.
So butt dial Tom talking trash.
But here's why. Mm-hmm. Because I'm very confident in my ability to talk my way out of things. And I could just be like,
I'm writing a play.
It's a monologue.
But you guys, think about this. That's always going to be in the back of Tom's head.
I know.
My monologue?
No.
Like
talking trash about him.
I would never get over it.
Talking trash about him. So that's why, we have to put Tom in this situation.
I know. Yeah. It kind of depends on your boss. So
yeah,
like,
totally.
And it kind of depends on your ex.
Absolutely.
So, like, everyone's answer could be a little bit different.
Yes.
I don't think I could give my ex a satisfaction. I couldn't. I think
Tom's used to you being mean to him anyways.
Tom's like, yeah.
He'll be like, yeah, it's a Wednesday, so.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
It's 10:05 on a Wednesday. Sounds about right. We're right on schedule. Poor Tom.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
This is really cool. Annapolis just landed at number 5 on CNN's Travels list of America's best towns to visit for 2025. Mm-hmm. Compiled by CNN Travel editors with input from readers, it celebrates 10 standout small towns across the country that offer unforgettable travel experiences, and they praised Annapolis for its historic charm, stunning waterfront, and of course, its sailing culture. Also, praising Annapolis for the 18th century architecture, the iconic landmarks, of course, the U.S. Naval Academy, and the Maryland State House, if you didn't know, which, by the way, is the oldest state capital still in continuous use.
I always forget how much I love Annapolis till I go again. You know what I mean?
It's so cool.
It's like so close by, and I never think to go, and then I go, and I'm like, why don't I come here more often? It's
also,
like,
number 5 on that list, including across the country, that's really, really special.
Number 2.
AMC Theaters just expanded their summer half-off deal, so you can score 50% off movie tickets, not just on Tuesdays, but on Wednesdays, too, starting this week if you are an AMC Stubs member. Even on their free tier, you'll get a discount all day on regular adult evening ticket prices. Your popcorn and drink combos, those are going to be half off price too. Just keep in mind, the deal doesn't cover all those extra fees for IMAX, 3D, or special releases, but it is still a pretty good deal for the summer. Half off tickets and snacks at the movie theater Tuesdays and Wednesdays, which you can also enjoy today.
Number 1.
Okay, so it's that time of year when we get our annual NSYNC reunion update. Oh, but this time, there's a twist because it actually might involve the Backstreet Boys, too. In a recent interview, BSB member Nick Carter revealed that the idea of a Backstreet Boys and NSYNC collab is definitely on the table. He said the only thing holding up right now is everyone's busy calendar, but they have talked about the idea a ton. Also, this wouldn't be the first time that BSB has done some sort of collab tour. The Backstreet Boys teamed up with New Kids on the Block for a tour back in 2011 and 2012, and fans were obsessed. So there could be a possibility of a Backstreet Boys NSYNC reunion mashup tour, because he's saying that it's part of a conversation.
So for the last 5 years we've done the show, I've always said it's never going to happen, right? And I really believed it never was going to happen until Justin has been so down. Like, he's gotten, like, every crap card dealt his way. I feel like this is the only thing that Justin could do.
To pay his bills?
To, like, not to pay his bills, but to, like, in the eyes of humanity, to come back and to have a win. You know what I mean? I think all would be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's be honest, like, everyone's kind of like meh about Justin right now, but be honest. If he did an NSYNC reunion.
If there is an NSYNC reunion tour, like, but as a fan, I have separated in my heart JT and NSYNC.
Of course you have.
So, like, when I go, I'm not excited to see JT. I'm excited to see NSYNC.
He would come back.
So it's like, I mean, I think he would do it for the money.
Of course he would. And I think everything would be forgiven, to be completely honest with you. He'd be able to kind of brush over all this Britney stuff, all this DUI stuff,
but
all
bro,
this like.
It's not about for, I'm speaking
I'm
as like
you,
the fans, like it's not about forgiving him. And I feel like, I hope that that's not what he thinks it's about
album,
to be.
Like,
because like,
it's
literally
be,
not
I'm
about
you,
King. Like, it's not about you. It's about the group. And he needs to know that. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
Let's play a game called Would You Go to the Doctor for This? Okay, would you go to the doctor for this? Now, if you're new to our show, you should know that I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac, right? I'm a little Dr. Ford. Jess is a little Dr. Adverse.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say? We kind of fall on different sides of the spectrum. Where do you fall, by the way, Charlotte? Would you say you go to the doctor before things get, before you should, or maybe after the fact?
I'm definitely Dr. Avoidant.
Avoidant?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just curious if we were. Now, yesterday, I ended up going to the doctor, and what I went for
was a paper cut. Was it?
It's
Some may say close. To me, this was like, this is like pretty serious. Like the way this looks.
Oh no.
I was like, this could be bad. This could be like life threatening.
Okay.
But I gotta be honest about.
You went to the doctor for this?
Well, I did teledoc. Oh,
okay.
So I even knew maybe this wasn't that serious. I'll use a teledoc if I'm like, I don't know if I'm
just
being crazy.
Just to call just for funsies at this point.
Just check in.
Just to check in.
See how she's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay. On Sunday, I noticed this like bump on my leg and I'm like, looks like an infected hair follicle, but I don't know.
So it is a paper cut. No, man.
But like, y'all, it'd been a couple
of days. It's an ingrown hair, I'm telling you right now, and I haven't even seen it. It is, isn't it?
Except you were being way dramatic than that. You were saying you thought it was a spider bite.
I didn't know what it was. And so it'd been a couple of days and it was still there. And I'm like, y'all, what if this, if like this was a spider bite? Like, what if like this is like a venomous spider? Because I'd gone for a bike ride like, through the woods and I was like, what if a spider jumped up on the bike, bit my leg, and now this is a spider bite that I don't know is like infecting my body and I'm gonna die. Like, I'm obviously being a little more dramatic about it, but absolutely that thought went through my head and I'm like, this needs medical assistance. So after a few days.
Why? Because it was like bubbling up or something?
Yeah. And it was getting bigger and I was like, I need medical care for this.
Wow.
So what do? I go on. And actually, so I'll have you guys look at the picture now. I text you guys the picture.
Okay.
So take a look at that bad boy. Would you have gone, and by the way, it's on my Insta story if you want to go look at it.
Okay, why would you post it on there?
Thank you. Because people need to see this. Would you have gone to the doctor for that or would you not?
No, I would have popped it and then put some hydro whatever on it. Squirt, and you're good to go.
I told my friend, I was like, because basically I did the teledoc.
Wait, you actually went to the doctor for that? You're crazy.
Okay.
Dude, that's so crazy.
It's nuts, but I kind of get it because I had MRSA once.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what that is. What is
so that? So it's like an antibiotic resistant strain of a staph infection.
Yeah.
And it actually was really scary.
Right.
Like I kind of was like,
so the doctor
in a dangerous place. So I get it.
The doctor was like, so I don't actually, it can't be a, I'm pretty sure that's just like a hair follicle thing.
Yeah.
Like folliculitis or whatever.
So ingrown hair.
Yeah. She's like, but I'll just treat you for MRSA just to make sure.
Oh,
so, like, so you did.
I mean,
did you pop it though? Because
it's still in my leg.
I'm
too freaked out.
I would have popped that so long ago.
I know.
So, that's so crazy, dude. I think it's just funny because I literally had a bite. It was like here on my arm. And this happened literally last week. So the fact that like we were in the same situation, but you and I went about it in completely different fashions was,
would you?
Got a bite. It low key bubbled up. I was like, that's probably a spider bite. Waited for it to fall off and I'm fine.
You're fine. Also know my luck. Like I would have absolutely had a spider bite and would have died.
Dude,
from
this
it,
is
so.
An ingrown hair.
It's fine.
How
it's
do
fine.
You even get that as a man? Because you don't shave.
I mean, I still have hair. It can still ingrow.
No,
okay?
You can still get ingrown hair, even in areas that you don't shave.
Right.
Seems like a skill issue.
All right, let's play $1,000 minute. You ready to go?
I don't. Can I like delete this off my phone? This is actually disgusting.
Yeah, it's not cute. That's why I had to go to the doctor.
If I was like, dude, I feel bad for anyone that like watched your story and was like eating lunch and like that comes about. Like you need to give a warning. That is gross looking, bro.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000
Hey, will you try to answer these 7 trivia questions and see how you do with them? Because one day you're going to be brave and you're going to call up here and play along with us and you could actually win the gas. Can you imagine winning $1,000 for a gas? It'd be so fun. Okay, today's caller number 10. Hi, who's this? Hi, good morning.
It's Purple Jen.
Purple Jen!
Hey, Purple Jen, how are you?
What are you doing?
Oh, you know, just working that summer front office elementary school thing.
Wait, do front office people not get the summer off?
I'm a 12-month employee, so I do not.
Wait, what?
What do you do in the summer, then? What do you guys do?
I mean, personally, I watch a lot of Hulu and Netflix on my computer
okay, Jen,
while
chill.
I'm sitting at the office.
Chill.
Oh, my God.
Chill,
are
chill.
You watching Love Island, Purple Jen, or no?
Oh, my God. I totally am, Jess. We should totally talk
I'm
about
so
that.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God. Okay.
We can
talk. Yeah, let's talk about this after. Oh, my God.
Wait,
I'm so excited.
I'm so confused. What do you do all summer? There's literally, like, you just sit there?
Well, so my position, I'm like the principal secretary, so I kind of do like all the business part of the school. So
yeah.
I handle all the like financial stuff.
Okay.
So like
yeah, it's important.
All the bills.
Yeah.
And,
is it kind of nice that like no one is there right now? You kind of have like the space to yourself?
Normally, it's great. Our building is under construction, so I'm actually relocated to another school's front office.
Oh,
to, like,
yeah.
Hide in a conference room, which is kind of nice, but it's kind of boring because you're really by yourself.
Right, oh, right.
I'm
okay. Okay. Well, hey, it's a great opportunity for you to try to win $1,000 free gas then, right? Exactly.
I know. I can't get through anymore.
Well, here you are. You got through today. Today's your lucky day. Let's give it a shot. You know how to play this game. Everyone else, we're going to explain. Jess, how do we do it? And then we're going to go for it.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Purple Jen, you ready to play?
Gonna try.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. FIFA is the world governing body for which sport?
Soccer.
Correct. Question number two. What is the name of the lion in the Chronicles of Narnia?
Pass.
Question number three. What is the name of the first American woman to travel to space?
Pass.
Question number four. What's the sum of 7, 14, and 21? 7, 14, and 21.
42?
Correct. Question number five. Who sings the song Hips Don't Lie?
Shakira.
Correct. Question number six. What is the name of the fast food chain that uses cows in their marketing?
Chick-fil-A.
Correct. Question number seven. In the alphabet, which letter comes three places before M? I'm sorry, before P.
Ooh. M.
Correct.
Question number two. What is the name of the lion in the Chronicles of Narnia?
That's 60
Aslan.
Seconds. That is correct.
Give
oh, my
two,
gosh.
Give her two, because she would have gotten a two.
I know. We're going to give you that one. Man, and I gave you seven accidentally. Oh, my God. Jim, we almost had it today. We almost
yeah.
had it. We almost had it because I accidentally cheated for you. Oh, my God.
She's like,
Well,
it's all good.
6 out of 7 today, accidentally. Well, there you go, Jen. Little
Purple
bonus.
Jen, there's only one that we didn't get to. Number three, what was the name of the first American woman to travel to space? That is Sally Ride.
Sally Ride.
Yeah.
That would have done it for you. So, hey, you had a little bit of an assist there on seven, but...
happy to chat with you. I feel like we only get a little hello from you in the morning with the 6 o'clock club. We haven't had you on in a minute, girl.
Yeah.
I know. It's been really difficult.
Well, get back to your Hulu and whatever else you've been up to this summer.
Yes,
and,
we totally need to Love Island chat.
Literally message me. I will talk to you about Love Island from the sun up to sundown. It is my life right now. Like, literally, message me now, please.
Try
are you caught
tomorrow.
Up? Are you caught up to all the episodes, in real time?
Guys, we got
to
move on with the show here. We got a radio show to
message
do here.
Message me now, please.
Tomorrow, Jen. Seven more questions worth $1,000 free Dash and gas, okay?
Yes, I will try again.
Bye, Purple Jen, and make sure to head to Dash In and treat your taste buds to their brand new parfait. We're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt. They've got mixed berries and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dash In.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Garrett from Baltimore. What up, Garrett?
I listen to 106.5 all the time. Mm-hmm. Just lately, it just seems like they're always just promoting, like, adopting these dogs. Can you please just get back to some music? Like, trying to respect what y'all doing, but it's like it's on and on and on about these dogs.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, we are talking a lot about our event this weekend, but we're trying to get animals adopted. We're trying to get 106 animals adopted.
Well,
so.
In case you're just tuning in, have no idea what we're even talking about. We're doing this thing called the All Paws Home event, and it is coming up this weekend, and we're attempting to try to get 106 animals either adopted. Or fostered from Barks. Barks has been over capacity.
Okay, listen, anybody who's listening right now, could you please go out, help these people adopt these dogs so they could shut up and go back to playing music, for the love of God.
But wait, what is the problem with us trying to help clear the shelters, which is a legitimate issue right now for Barks?
I'm just saying, it's been 30, 50 times. It's Saturday. It's all day. We're over it.
Well, okay, again, you have to understand, like this, and we're not trying to like take away from like regular showtime, but this is like really important. And you have to realize this goal is massive. Barks has never done something like this before. This would be the biggest day they've ever had for adoptions and fosters, right? So if we don't talk about it.
And this is the biggest shelter in the state by the way.
So like if we don't talk about it a lot and nobody comes out, then like we don't hit the goal and we don't find these, you know, homes for these pets. And then Barks stays at over capacity. And then we didn't really do our job.
Yo, you guys just keep saying save lives, but you're not even talking about humans. It's a little bit of a stretch, okay? I'm just saying, I'm a little over it. That's all.
But it is saving a life.
When an animal gets adopted or fostered, it makes room for another animal to come in that's in a bad situation. If you don't want to go, that's fine.
Play music, please.
I think it's totally okay. But I also don't respect you basically crapping on something that we're trying to do as a community, which is doing really good. So it's fine.
So we won't. I guess we won't see you on Saturday then.
No, you're not going to see me on Saturday. You're not going to see anybody on Saturday. It's hot as balls out here. It's boiling outside.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Garrett. So, all right. Wish us luck then, Garrett. We appreciate you, my guy.
Yeah. All
right. Just annoying. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not going to apologize for talking about an event that, one, we're very, very excited for this weekend, and two, that is going to help animals in the area. Barks is very special to us. We've been working with them for a really long time. I also just feel like if you have nothing nice to say, there's no reason to say anything. Like, I just, that was, he didn't have to go out of his way to call us to tell us how upset he is with hearing about our All Paws Home community event. Listen, to help save animals. That's insane.
Can I be honest for 1 second? I think that why this bothers, because y'all, listen, this is what we deal with all day, every day. If you could be on this side of the radio, like, we get calls, texts like this all the time. It's fine. And usually we handle them fine. I think the reason this bothers me so much, and by the way, if we're being annoying about All Paws Home,
I'm not going to say sorry for that.
Well, I'm not, it's not that I'm sorry.
And it's not annoying. We're sharing the information so we can help as many animals as possible.
I think what's happening as we're getting closer is I'm getting more and more insecure with how this is actually going to go down on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that when we get calls like that, it's just breeding into my own insecurities with, like, can we actually do, we've never done this before. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how this is going to go. Like, I don't know if people are going to show up for this or not. So, like, I think that's why that feels like crap versus like other angry calls that we get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway.
All Paws Home this Saturday, July 12th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Barks. Our goal is to get 106 animals either adopted or fostered. And we really hope to see you there. Not Garrett, though. He can go kick rock.
Hey, Holly and Falston, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say this adoption event is going to rock. Don't worry about a thing.
You're so sweet to say that.
Now that it's just a couple of days away, I've got to be honest. When we planned it, we were like, yeah, it's going to rock. And now that it's like we're getting close. We've never done something like this before. And I think when you set out with a mission, this is probably how they felt the very first radiothon when they were like, we're going to go live for 106 hours and just raise money for the kids over at Hopkins.
Yeah.
And I'm sure at the time that seemed absolutely insane. And now here we are, you know, 30 some odd years later, and we're still doing it.
Right.
With All Paws Home, we've never done something like this before. So to ask you guys to come out and to try to do 106 adoptions or fosters in a day, it seems a little cuckoo. Like, it seems a little crazy now that we're actually doing it versus like it being on paper. You know what I mean?
Right. There's nothing crazy with having a goal. I volunteer for the Humane Society of Harford County, and yeah, we just had one for our adoption event. Two babies got adopted at the event, but even if a baby doesn't get adopted that day, it shows people that they're available, and then somebody could be like, hey, Jason, this dog was available, and he's so cute. You should adopt him. Yeah, aww, I'll go adopt him, man.
Okay, yeah. Hey, well, hey, listen, I appreciate you calling and, like, give us some encouragement, because I feel like we might need a little bit as we get closer. So thank you so much for doing that. Really, really appreciate it.
Of course.
This is Mary in Essex. Hi, Mary. Morning.
Hi, Kramer. How are you?
We're good. Well, you know, we're okay. What's going on?
I was just listening to the conversation when Garrett called the radio station. You know, mm-hmm, he was super annoyed about you guys doing a wonderful, you know, thing for the community and to help animals, you know, find a home and safe and loving environment. And I think that's great that you guys are doing that.
Well, thank you.
I think this Garrett is the reason why a lot of people like dogs better than humans. He seems like a very angry person, and I think he just needs to go outside and maybe touch some grass, breathe some air or something, because obviously he's a very angry person.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's
And maybe
worth-
that's a fair thing. Maybe, obviously, he's angry about other things, and we just happen to be the people he's taking it out on.
That's true. That's a good point.
But, yeah, I don't think we should hate on people just for trying to do nice things for their community. I think that's kind of insane.
Hey, Lorraine in Annapolis, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Oh, you know.
A little irritated.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Well, you know, I am too. And I just want to say, first of all, y'all are going to smash it. You're going to exceed your numbers, first of all.
Well, that's okay? Really sweet. We hope so.
And then, second of all, if I was y'all, I would talk about Barks all day and not play any music just to annoy him.
That's it. No more music.
No more songs.
That's it.
Just the Barks event.
We're literally just going to do that.
In honor of his name all day. Talk about it, please. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, for Garrett. This Garrett. Is for Garrett. This Saturday, the information for Garrett is 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Barks.
Damn, Lorraine.
Say that again.
You're
so, y'all, I just wanted to say that, like, seriously, y'all are awesome. I love the radio station. I don't care when y'all talk. I love the little morning conversations. I listen to y'all going into work.
And music.
It's a combination. Okay, yo, I'll set up.
Shout out Lorraine.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, Lorraine. We appreciate you.
You have a wonderful day, y'all.
I accidentally committed a crime. But as you can all tell, I am not in jail. This is I, Jess Dutra, in the flesh, not AI. I am, in fact, at work talking to you right now.
Is this you? Are we sure?
No, this is me.
Shirley, go touch her to make sure. Just touch her shoulder and make sure that's actually Jess Dutra.
Okay? I need to clarify that, okay?
What are you doing?
So.
Where's this going? I don't ever want to be part of it.
This has been a saga. I was terrified. I accidentally missed jury duty by a lot. Reason? Because I don't open my mail. That's a mistake. I'm fixing that. It was even worse that I missed it because the courthouse is like literally down the street from where I live. So there was zero reason as to why I missed jury duty. And I apologized. So thankfully, a lot of you guys were like, it's chill. Just call. Let them know it was an accident. You're going to be okay.
Did they give you a hard time when you called? By the way, how did that usually go?
Thankfully, they did not, because I called and I was freaking out because I'm like, I am so sorry.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I was terrified. I was like, is there a fine? Like, I don't want to go to jail. I swear I didn't do this on purpose. Like, what do you need from me? And thankfully, she was so sweet. This woman was like, relax, sweetie, you're fine. I will give you a new date. It's all good. And I was like, okay, sweet. So fast forward to this past Monday, and I went to my very first jury summons. Is that what that is?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The experience is insane. It is like Law and Order, the whole thing. You go and like you're in this room and it's just chairs lined up, silence. All of us are like sitting there all exposed, waiting to get picked. And I think, and honestly, I don't know how much I can share. I hope I don't get in trouble by sharing. I'll be mindful of what I say. Mm. But like, it is nuts. Well, like the people come in the room. Well, I didn't know this, okay? I didn't know what to expect.
You realize we've all been through jury duty, right?
Have you?
Yeah. I have.
Not me.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, I mean, most of us have been through jury duty.
Well, apparently not, because Charlotte hasn't.
Most of, I would say 90%
of us. So, in this room, it was two out of three who haven't done it before. So, you're the outlier. So, get out of here.
Continue.
For those who've never experienced this, I just thought, honestly, maybe we pull numbers out of a hat. I don't know.
So you walk into the courtroom, and all of a sudden, you feel like you're on Judge Judy or something.
100%. The judge walks in and I'm like, I feel like I'm at a Beyonce concert because I'm like, wait, this is tight, right? She means business. She comes in. She has like a print, like thick glasses frame on. Like, I love this woman.
But they're like, they're stern, man. Like, no, they don't play around.
She
like,
was
not...
so, no, but like she was inviting. She meant business, but like it was enjoyable and I loved it.
Did they tell you what the case was going to be about?
Yes. And the people were in there. The defendant and the plaintiff were in there.
I don't think you're allowed to say what the case was about.
I can't, but this is how I'm going to describe it to you. Okay.
Careful.
Listen to me. It was...
How serious 1 to 10 was it? 10 being like murder.
Well...
1 being
I think it's serious because it was a serious matter. Okay. So I'm going to say a solid 8, okay?
Wow.
So, okay, so listen. So apples is suing oranges, right? And they go through a series of questions where it's like, do you already have a certain vibe against oranges that would make you side with apples? And you have to like stand up and say your number in front of everyone.
In front of apples and oranges?
Yes, girl.
Oh, wait, my God.
If you have a bias against apples or oranges?
Yes, in all these different ways.
Did you have a bias against apple or oranges?
Well, what I'm going to tell you is when they ask me, like, do you trust oranges because of XYZ? My answer is no, because I don't trust nobody. And I had to be honest. So like, a lot of the times, whenever the questions had to do with trust issues, I had to stand up.
Hang on.
But it's
Jess
true.
Jess doesn't trust anybody.
But it's true. Because, listen to me. These questions were like, have you ever had a bad experience with oranges? Has anything ever happened to you in a negative way regarding oranges? Tick. Again. Like, all of these things.
They were like, get this girl out
of
here.
No, but let me tell you, though.
There's no chance.
Can I just say,
potential juror,
it wasn't just me, though, and I felt bad because of the case itself. It sucks because a lot, obviously, they want you to answer honestly.
Yeah.
And they're like, if you have had any experience, whether like immediate family or yourself, then you have to stand up, right?
Yeah.
So fast forward. I do all those things and I'm like standing up. And it's not just me. Like a lot of the people in the room are standing up, but it's awkward doing it in front of everyone after the fact. Then you have to go solo dolo in a separate room so they can ask you why you were standing up to all those questions. Girl, I go into this room. There is a podium there. So you and I was like, wait, what? So I walk in. The judge is right in front of me. The lawyers and the apples and the oranges and their teams, they're in there, right? I walk in and I was like, hi, everyone. Nice to see you. Like, good morning. Yeah, I've never done this before. But there was one question that I had to stand up for. And the question was, are there any medical reasons as to why that could keep you from being on this jury?
Bro, don't even say it. Don't say it.
Me at this podium in this room with apples, oranges, lawyers, and the judge.
What did you say?
I said, I have OAB, overactive bladder. I've never done this before. I'm very curious, but as long as I have access to a restroom whenever I want, I can do this. And if I can't, then like I can't hold it.
What'd they say? Get the hell out of here.
They're like, well, clearly you can't. You're not going to be able to go to the bathroom whenever you want. And I was like,
you gotta go.
Okay.
You gotta go.
So that's why I'm not picked for jury duty.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you see that you don't have to take your shoes off at the airport anymore?
TSA will no longer require travelers to remove their shoes when they go through our security checkpoints. We are very confident that we can continue to provide hospitality to folks and for American travelers and for those visiting our country while maintaining the same standard of security for passengers and for our homeland.
I have mixed feelings on this one. I think it's great. I've always thought that taking the shoes off was annoying. And I know it's a safety thing. And
right.
It's important, right? But I always thought it was such an annoying thing. Mixed feelings because, yes, it's an annoying part of the process. kind of mad because I paid for TSA PreCheck and that was like one of the perks, you know? And now I'm like, now everyone gets to take them off.
But that's not the only perk of TSA PreCheck.
I feel like I deserve like a little bit of a refund on that. You know, it was like 75
bucks. No, they're not going to give you like 5 cents back just because everyone else gets to keep their shoes on, dude.
I might write an email and ask if I can get like, you know, 10 bucks back on that because it seems like it's one of the perks that no longer comes with that. I mean, let's admit, most of us are pretty excited that like that annoying rule went away, you know, from just our normal everyday things. I thought this morning we could make a list of other annoying rules that we wish would just go away from our everyday lives, you know, things that like we just have to put up with that like just annoy us, you know? So if you want to add to this list, you can call us, you can text us 410-583-1065. I'll start with one that just drives me crazy and this just seems so unnecessary. Why does the breakfast menu at fast food restaurants have to stop at 10:30? Why? Like, you ever have that craving at like 10:45?
Or just breakfast all day everywhere. Like, not just like fast food, but like at all restaurants.
And like, because like sometimes like you're just like 11 o'clock and you're like, I just want an Egg McMuffin or whatever Burger King's or whoever's is. And sometimes these restaurants even will like do temporary like all day breakfast and they'll take it away.
You can get breakfast all day at Jack in the Box.
Solid, you know?
Ooh. Yeah.
But like not, and I know y'all can do it. Why in the world do we still have that rule where breakfast has to end at 10:30? I say take that rule away. Breakfast does not end at 10:30. It's weird. Jess, give me a rule that needs to be taken away.
Checking in at a hotel at 4 p.m. Like, I need a noon check-in time.
Literally.
I understand the reasoning of they need time because checkout is usually like around 11 or 12. All I'm saying is please figure it out so that we can go to the hotel and check in at noon so I'm not literally wandering lost somewhere with my suitcases and stuff until I can check in at four or have to go to you and ask you to like hold my things and I'm afraid that like something's gonna happen to them and then they're gonna get lost in the sauce with everyone else's stuff that you're holding because we're all waiting outside to come in at 4 p.m.
4 o'clock is such a weird time too. It's such an inconvenient time.
It's the worst time.
Like, it doesn't make any real sense of why four. Like, I know make sense with your cleaning schedule. I don't care about your cleaning schedule.
I need noon.
Yeah, noon absolutely would make, or just whenever. Like, let me just check in whenever. Make it make sense. Like, just whenever I show up is like when I need to check in.
Please.
Make it work.
With all those extra fees, y'all.
Thank you. We're talking about annoying rules that should be taken away because they just get on our nerves after TSA took away the no shoes policy or the taking off your shoes policy at the airports. A text from Chris in Towson. He says, the rule that says you can't bring outside snacks into movie theaters. I paid $18 for the ticket. Let me have my $2 Skittles in peace, please.
No, it's true.
You just gotta be creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like, I want to go in and like show you that I'm bringing in food. I don't want it to like be hot under my armpit because I'm like holding it close to my body.
My Skittles are literally melting in my pants pocket right now and making a mess. You know I got them.
Yeah, let me bring my food in.
We don't need to go like play this rigmarole right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know I got this next. Charlotte, give me one. An annoying rule that you want to see go away.
Okay, so like, do I understand why it's a rule? Yes. But does it still annoy me? Yes. I hate when I go to a concert and like I usually carry pepper spray like on my keychain and it's really annoying how they won't let you bring it in, which like I get.
Okay, hang on. I'm not done. Okay.
But every time I will ask them, okay, can I then check it in to coat check? Since I can't have it in there because I still have to get safely back to my car late at night.
Very true.
And they always say no. Okay. And it's like, you need to have lockers or something then.
And I 100% agree with you and totally feel you on that because usually the walk to the concert is so far and then back at night, it's super, super dark. And now I don't have my taser on me because you took it away.
How about this? Free concerts at every, or free lockers at every concert.
Yes.
I think that's the annoying part. Is like, they're like, oh, it's got to be this specific bag size or whatever.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then the locker's like $25.
They're expensive.
And you're like, wait, what? That doesn't make any sense. I don't like that. What is an annoying rule that you feel like should just go away? Okay, Corey in Cockeysville, man, give us that annoying rule you think should just go away.
Getting experience for a entry level job. My thing is, what's the point of applying for a job if you need experience and you don't have the experience?
That's a really good one. Like, when you're applying for it, and I know this hits home for everybody. Like, when you're applying for a job and it's like, must have 5 years experience, you're like,
What, like how, like what, where?
Like where?
Yeah,
like,
how am I supposed to get that?
Like, what are you talking about? How in the world am I supposed to have 5 years of experience for this entry-level job?
Yeah, like there needs to be more of a middle ground there.
Right, like unless I'm a doctor, don't ask me for any kind of experience in the field. Like that's the only, like I can only think of it. Like a doctor, a lawyer, like a rocket scientist. Other than that, like, what kind of job do you really need that much experience? And it can't be taught as
But
you
even
go
in general, exactly. But you're supposed to get the experience when you have the job. Like, that's how you're supposed to get it.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one. Thank you, ma'am, for that. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
You too. This is a text from Jordan in White Marsh says, why do we still have to cancel a gym membership at the gym?
What do you mean?
An annoying rule that needs to go. A lot of gyms.
Oh, like they won't let you cancel unless you're there?
You can't cancel it online.
That's so wild.
If I can sign up online in 30 seconds, I should be able to cancel it online too. And that's a really, really good point. If you've got a gym membership that like.
I didn't know that. I mean, it makes sense so they could try to convince you to stay.
Exactly.
One more I want to add to this list is cash only. Like at this point, it is mostly getting sifted out, but there are still some places where it's cash only, whether it's like a parking situation or also tipping situation. Like I want there to be a QR code for like valet or even for hotel stuff. Like there should be a QR code in every room. So whoever is tending to that room, I can tip them through the QR code.
There is nothing worse than when you need to tip somebody
and you don't
have
cash
and you feel like the biggest a-hole because you're like, I don't even know what to do at this point because I
couldn't tell you the last time I had cash.
I know. That's a good one. Stephanie, Ellicott City, good morning.
Good morning.
Annoying rules that we just need to get rid of. What?
Not being able to share a Netflix account.
Period. Period. If I want to share a subscription, it is my right. Let me share my password.
This is the greatest one that anyone said all day.
We've had so many shared apps and they stopped it. We got kicked out of all of them.
No.
It's so annoying. It's very annoying. And then every time I get kicked out, I have to have, the person get an emailed code. They got to text it to me. Or like, I'm so excited to like finish my show and I get on at 11 o'clock at night and bam, you're kicked out. And I'm like, oh.
It's like Netflix. Netflix made it so annoying to like try to share one now that like you don't even want to watch your show.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that is the worst. That's the ultimate worst one.
This is called To Bay or Not To Bay.
To Bay or Not To Bay. That is the Maryland question.
It's about as Maryland of a radio segment that we can come up with. If you got something better, let us know. But this is about as Maryland as it gets, you know what I mean? Crazy story, but when we first got here, we didn't know what Old Bay even was. Remember that? Remember you first saw your first can of Old Bay?
Yeah.
Like I was like, what the hell is?
Yeah, we had never seen it. So I'm from California and Kramer is from Georgia and we had never tried Old Bay until moving here 5 years ago. And so that's where To Bay or Not To Bay was born, trying Old Bay on things. You typically wouldn't put Old Bay on to see if it's good. Not everything tastes good, but there are definitely some collabs that were unexpectedly very awesome, to be honest.
Yeah. So, by the way, July is National Ice Cream Month, and Jess is getting a little break from some of the crazier things. We're just doing your favorite types of ice cream to let you know, do they get better if you add Old Bay to them? Last week, we did cookies and cream.
That was good.
You were a fan. What are we doing this week?
Coffee chip ice cream.
Coffee chip ice cream.
I'm excited because I love coffee ice cream, and obviously there's chocolate in here, so I feel like I could just eat this by itself.
This could be a win.
But as far as like the Old Bay with the coffee, I am a little weary about it, to be honest.
I'm a little worried.
Trying to think of the
like
flavor
those flavors
profile
I don't know.
With the coffee with the Old Bay. May not be the best, the saltiness. Okay, all right.
Old Bay does do well in some ice cream. Like at the Charmery, they have that caramel Old Bay flavor.
That's true.
But I feel like it might be a bit bitter.
Could be a win. We'll see. All right, you wanted to just take a bite of it and see just by itself? We said coffee chip. So coffee chocolate chip.
It is a little rock hard.
This is what I told Charlotte.
That's me.
I told Charlotte.
Not the likes of rock hard ice cream.
I had to pee and everyone can shame me.
No shame.
No, I'm shaming Charlotte.
No shame.
Yeah, I'm shaming her.
I don't want to double dip that spoon.
Why?
Because what if, I mean, there's so much ice cream in there. I don't want to waste it.
Where did last week's go?
It's in there.
What are we going to do? Jess, you got to throw that stuff out.
No way. Or, but what if someone wants some ice cream?
Okay, whatever. Just take a bite of the regular ice cream.
Okay.
Thank you for being so conservative with the ice cream.
But I just have a fork, so I'm just going to fork this.
You're eating
this
ice cream with a fork? Bro, what are you doing in there?
I don't know, man.
We're set up for failure.
We really are. Okay, Jess is just the regular.
Solo Dolo coffee chip ice cream.
Yeah. Probably delicious. Coffee, chocolate chip, sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, delicious.
That's so good.
A little early, but it's fine. All right, now, if you were to add Old Bay to coffee, chocolate chip, ice cream, does it get better? Maybe. I'm going 50-50 on this one.
Honestly, I'm not hopeful. I'm not going to lie.
No? Why not? Why would you not be hopeful?
I don't think it's going to taste good.
Too much of the...
The coffee and the Old Bay for me personally.
All right, let's give it a shot.
I don't want to say that. That's not something I want to say. You know, like two of my favorite things. Like, right. I want this to be a thing, but I can't force it.
Your hopes are high, but...
My hopes are low.
Okay, let's give it.
My hopes are low and they're staying low.
Why would chocolate be good? Why would the
Dude,
cookie be good?
No, because hang on a second.
Why? I don't understand.
Because Old Bay and chocolate is good. Old Bay with the coffee flavor, not a fan.
Not it.
That's not it.
Okay.
Don't bay that up.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Forgetteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.